There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights, and she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Every time I hear that opening, Mark, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, look at me trying to, I'm trying to put my little ear jobs in there right there quick. And the reason I wear, why do I wear earbuds on this particular show? Somebody actually asked me that because we take a lot of you all callers into the show. And I wanted to say out of the gate, we have got a great show for everybody today. The title of today's show is Get Your Virgo On, Learning Your Caring, Loving, and No-Nonsense Mojo. And I wanted to do this show in honor and spirit for all of the wonderful Virgos out there that have put up with us Sagittarians. Just want to say, this is dedicated to you. And we're going to have some fun in the show. We're going to take your calls. And is everybody a Virgo? Who's a Virgo? Is Rocky a Virgo? Who else is a Virgo? Is that Jacob?
Yeah, this is me. I'm a Virgo, so I wanted to chime in.
Oh my God! You too. Very good.
Virgos are like real organized, yeah. Dedicated. They're like real good team players.
Are you a September Virgo, or may I ask you, Jacob?
Yeah,
are you August or September?
September. Virgo? Yeah, right in the middle of the month there.
Like which? Like the 15th.
The 14th, actually. Yeah.
Very good. Now, there's a reason. She's a cusper. Linda's the 20th. There's a reason I want to talk about this because, first of all, I want to welcome everybody to The Psychic and the Doc. That's who it is. I'm Dr. Papasilli. I'm here with my amazing co-host, Mark Anthony, who is now like traveling everywhere. And he's doing live performances again. And you guys just love it when he goes and shows up like as himself. And there he is. That's Mark. And, you know, for many of you out there, you ask, how do we find out about Mark? How do we book a reading? How do we get his books? And I want to just come out at the top and have you tell people, Mark, because we get rolling in these shows and we forget.
Yeah, we do. We do. My website is afterlifefrequency.com, which is just like my latest book, Afterlife Frequency. And please sign up for my newsletter. It'll keep you up to date on where I'm going to be and what's happening. You can sign up for a phone session with me, and you can check out my calendar of events, which also has all the events coming up. And it's true, when Dr. Pat and I get into our zone, yeah. we get going. And yeah. This is a call-in show. And for the folks on Facebook, please, you can watch this on Facebook, but call in. You have to be on the phone. 1-800-930-2819 for everybody worldwide. 1-800-930-2819, because Dr. Pat and I are ready to take your calls. But, you know, Dr. Pat,
but let's just tell the Facebook
I want to talk about the Virgos.
But let's just tell the first Facebook people for a second. So here's what you guys have said to us. You can be on Facebook, comment away. Chat in, let's talk, man. If we talk about something and you're like, yeah, I had a Virgo X and da 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 da, but please don't mention their name. All right, Mark.
Well, yeah, and Dr. Pat and I, we were talking about this because we've just come out of the cusp of Virgo into the astrological sign of Virgo. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because Dr. Pat is surrounded by a number of Virgos who are part of, the Psychic and the Doc and the Transformation Network team. And like we were saying, Virgos, traits of Virgos, very organized, good team players, very methodical and detail oriented. And Dr. Pat, didn't you want to say something about maybe some celebrity Virgos?
I want to say something. Here's what Linda? I want to say something. So I get asked all the time, how is it I have a best friend relationship with somebody that goes back to 1972, who is a triple Virgo, and I am a quadruple Sagittarian? So let me be very clear on how any of this works. Are you ready? Well, if you stop there and you read, who do Virgos get along with? Okay, what you'll find is they get along with a number of signs, right? But the one thing you're not going to find, and this is going to be really interesting, is even though it says they get along with Scorpio, this one, that one, and we'll go over it, they also get along with Capricorn. And so this is the caution I want to throw out there with you guys that are listening. When you read these things on the charts, anybody like me and Linda never, ever would have been able to go through every bit of life. And I got to tell you, the sign of Virgo, there's something about this level of compassion. There's just so much there. And yet, when I read to you what some of the celebrities say about what they do, I am describing these people, or at least the ones I know, Linda in particular, to a T. So why is it that this works? Because you have to look at who you are. And remember, Mark, we did so many shows about the moon, right?
Right.
Where is your moon? My moon is in Capricorn, and I have three other planets in Capricorn. So when you read about this, and then you look and you say, oh, which signs are most compatible? And you go through the list, and they give you like their signs, you will find Capricorn there. See, and right. That explains a lot. That explains a lot. But right, we're talking about a level of curiosity. And if you're a triple Virgo, you have a level of curiosity. I'm just saying that you cannot not ask questions about questions that have questions. You are going to ask questions because that is your pathway. You are not going to change it. It's not going to happen. Caring beyond words. You know, if you're in a foxhole, I want Linda in a foxhole. There's no question about it. And in terms of being a partner with somebody like this, they're going to be there. There are some other traits, though, that we're going to know. And they do go through and tell you what is a bad match for a Virgo. They go through and they tell you that. But today's show, we want to get everybody, help them, Mark, get their Virgo on. So when you call in the show, we're not going to necessarily do astrology readings or any of that. But we're going to take the traits of a Virgo, and we're going to take some of the celebrities. But I have a challenge for people. You ready? So here's what I would love for you to do, because I did it today. I looked at the celebrities that I relate to, and I looked at a wide range of them, right? And there are several that come to the top of the list. Zendaya is one of them. She comes to the top of the list. Great, great young actor. Sanaa Lathan comes to the top, and there I could go through my list, and I laid them out on paper, all of those people on paper. And then I went to look at the 60 celebrities. So I didn't know what these people's signs were. Evan Rachel Wood has always been at the top of my list. This is an experiment. List out these people. Like if they're in a movie, you're going to go see them. Then look up their sign. This is the fascinating thing. Oh my gosh, you're going to be shocked at how many people on my list are Virgos. I didn't look up their sign. And what are you going to find about it? What is it going to say? What are you attracted to? What is it about these people, even though you know them from afar? I mean, you know Mark from afar, you know me from afar. Even though you know them from afar, what is it you relate to them about? What is it that you can see in them? You know, why is everybody uber disappointment that they did not give Evan Rachel Wood any real weapons in this latest version of Westworld? Hello. Right. And that the greatest uprising on the planet in pop culture films was Dune. False advertising on Zendaya. 12 minutes. She had more time in the trailers. So you see, who you're drawn to. But most importantly, we want to connect you with Mark. We want to get this thing rolling. We've got a number of people calling in already, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Mark, what do you want to do?
Well, I do want to take just a moment. I just returned from Arizona. I was a keynote speaker at Helping Parents Heal 2022. Oh. Yeah, and it was such an honor and very humbling to speak to 900 parents who've lost children. And Helping Parents Heal refers to, see, there's no technical term for a parent who's lost a child. I mean, there's orphans, there's a widow, widower. So they developed the term shining light parent because their children are in the light. And it was one of the greatest honors of my life to meet so many amazing people who have gone through such a devastation. So I want to thank all the shining light parents out there. I want to thank Helping Parents Heal. And this coming next week, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City. I'm addressing as a keynote the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And that is such an amazing organization. Tickets are still available for the live event and also for the streaming event at IANDS.org. And then on September 23rd and 24th, I've got two Light Circle events, which are online spirit communication events. So I'm pretty busy, but I wanted to let everybody know about that. But it was just so touching to deal with and to work
that's
with.
That's so good, Mark.
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, I was telling everybody that the Shining Light parents are always welcome to call into the psychic and the doc, because I said, you don't just get me, you get Dr. Pat. And it was funny because somebody said, Dr. Pat, isn't she in Seattle? Isn't she like Dr. Fraser Crane on that show? And I said, let me tell you something. Fraser Crane ain't got nothing on Dr. Pat.
Oh, my God. You know, it's interesting because, Mark, I think you and I talked about this when we first started this. And Rocky and Linda and Jessica. And Linda and Jessica's like, are you really going to do a show with somebody else? I said, what do you mean? They said, Pat, we've known you. You've been doing a show 20 years. You know, the last person you wanted to do a show with was your friend Pete Siegel, who died away, died very close to my birthday, very unexpectedly. We didn't know he passed away. They found him in his home. And he was my first consideration to do a show. And it was going to be a he said, she said kind of show. Now, I had been very reluctant to do any of those shows. The show with you, it was such a natural fit. It was, it's hard to explain. You know, when you know something's right?
Yeah.
It's just right.
I remember when it happened. I was on a speaking tour and I was in Seattle. And I'd been on your show a couple times before when I was in Seattle. But we were taking calls from listeners.
Yeah.
And there was a couple people that were literally at the end of their rope. And I connected them with their loved ones. And then you gave them your intuitive insights and your uplifting. And when the show was over and this person was, thank you so much, I remember you said, we got to do something.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just, and I've said this before for the listeners, this is our ministry.
Yeah.
Everybody has a ministry. That's, you know, whatever gifts you have, whether it's being in customer service, you know, whether it's being able to fix a car, whether it's, you know, anything you can do in the service of another person to help them this is ours.
Yeah. And I love it. And we're going to have some fun today. I am going to go through the list of celebrities. I am going to tell you who is at the top of the compatibility list for Virgo. And then I'm going to share the sad news about Linda, Jessica, and me. Why we make such a great team and some days not so great. But a Virgo, a Libra, and half Sagittarius and half Capricorn, my Capricorn saves me. Let's just get to the phones.
Let's do it.
It's all you, Jacob.
I already sounds good for Sip. We've got Angela calling in from Oregon. Hi there, Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hello.
Hi, Angela. Hey, how are you? How can we help you?
Good. I'm calling because I called last March
Yeah.
And apparently the March before that, I don't know why it just happened to call around St. Patrick's Day. I'm a Virgo. I'm September 13th, but that's not why I called. I was following up with the call that I did in March. I was the person that was kind of dealing with a hairball kind of a situation. I'd coughed up like some stuff that I was working through, but still kind of had some residual stuff that I needed to work through. And it was pretty personal stuff. And July 4th got brought up for me because, that was a really hard day for me last year. Just because a lot of unresolved, like rejection issues had like been picked up for me that day, by a current, friendship that had kicked up some of that stuff for me. And, was just a similar circumstance and really made me have to like work through all of that stuff and, really come to grips with the fact that, you know, when you love and care about somebody deeply, that, like that's your love to give. And whether or not it's returned or whether it's not returned in the way that you like, doesn't define like who you are or how lovable you are or whether you can be loved. And it was difficult to work through, but it was really good for me to be, I think, refocused on that to like continue to work through it. And it was really difficult, but that's what I worked on a lot this last 6 months.
Yeah, you're so right.
I just really appreciate that.
You're so right. You know, I think any of us that have been through really tough love relationships or lost relationships. And I know my breakup in 2009, I reflected upon on the show today. You know, I've had some time to think about it. And I've had some time to think about how I define myself in relationship to another person and the work that I had needed to do to move beyond that. And, you know, one of the things that people point out to me, and I'm not saying it's you, I'm going to turn you over to Mark in a minute. But one of the things they pointed out to me is at the end of that relationship, which was 2009, they watched me blossom. They watched me launch a network from nothing. You know, they watched the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio take off. They saw a different side of me that was unrestricted. See, but I didn't put it together because I'm not a good observer of myself. That's not the best quality a Sagittarian has. But I appreciate you calling in because we really do want to help you.
You had brought up in March, too, Scorpio.
I did.
Which I don't know why at the time I didn't really realize that two of my best friends are Scorpios. But
Well, do you know
I
why?
I understand that.
Do you know why they probably are? Okay, I'm not going to say this is why, because I believe in a bigger picture. You know me, right? You know me, Amar. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to give you this real linear answer. On the chart of compatibility, okay, you ready? Scorpio across the board is for Virgos, overall compatibility, love, friendship, and communication, just across the board. It is the one sign when you look at is high, 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 high. However, when they talk about compatibility, talk about Capricorn. And so we want to help you with where you are today and how you can get your Virgo on to move forward. Mark?
Angela, I keep picking up on a female energy connected to you that feels like she's on the grandparent level. She feels like she's two generations up and she's on the maternal side. So your mother's side of the family. Now, that doesn't always mean your maternal grandmother. It could be like a great aunt or, you know, an elderly friend who's in spirit. And I keep getting all these pains. And of course, everybody's heart stops when they die. But man, I'm getting a lot of pain in my chest. So this lady was having a lot of issues with chest pain, upper respiratory issues. I'm getting massive pains in my back. And she was elderly when she passed. So I'm getting like 80s, could be pushing 90s when she passed. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it could be a couple of different people.
Okay. Is there like a Leah? Could be a Linda. It's a Leah. Type of name associated with you or with her. She keeps giving me that. It's okay. That's okay. I want you to think about that, because this is the spirit that's coming through. And what she's telling me is that this breakup and this rejection was the best possible thing that could have happened to you. And now that you have hindsight, and I know this is going to sound strange, but the image she's giving me is there's this Salvador Dali painting. I mean, like, of all things, that's being projected. And it's like an egg. It's not like, but it's this surrealistic egg, which is cracked and something's coming out of it. Essentially, you were like reborn, like this chicken coming out of this abstract egg. And this is a whole new life. And everything that you had to go through, this tore your world apart, turned everything upside down, destroyed the way you thought about things and relationships, and now set you on a new course, which is, she saying, is much clearer and purer. And also, and I like this lady because she's quite blunt. She said, you're not going to listen to all that people feed you in a relationship.
Okay, well, now that she's swearing, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes, we try to be a PG show, but it's funny because, you know, we always think of like little old ladies sitting on porches and knitting, and, you know, little old ladies used to be young ladies, and sometimes, you know, they're going to let it rip, and she's letting it rip, and the thing is, you had to go through that. You had to go through that. And, you know, and Dr. Pat, you're the psychologist, but wouldn't you say, in order to understand what a good relationship is, sometimes you have to go through a lousy one first?
Yeah. I want to say this. I am a better person for the relationship I went through. What I learned about that, I don't want this show to be about me, but let me give you a few. Let me get into Cliff Notes. Up until the breakup of that relationship, I had never been able to be alone. Okay, you feel me on that? You understand what I'm saying? Now, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means I never really was able to, except when I was homeless at 17. And that's probably why that was part of it. But up until that breakup, I didn't think I had the ability. Now, people listen to this and they're like, you, Dr. Pat? Yes, me. So there's some things that will happen and transform you. And those messages from that, I don't know, like, Mark, do you have any images of, can I say the brand name? I don't know if I could say it, but it's JD, and it's a bourbon, and you drink it with a cigarette. So I'm seeing this woman. I'm like, I don't even know who she is to you. But I want to ask you this question. What do you think, Angela, what do you think today is holding you back from fully embracing yourself? And I don't want you to go into a lot of personal things about it, please. I don't want to put you on the spot. But if you had, like, that new movie coming out with the Tilda Swinton, with the genie in the bottle, and Idris Elba, who is a Virgo, if you had that bottle and you could make a wish, do you know what that wish would be? And if you don't want to answer it, what I would love for you to do is take, when you go away, think about it. Right? And if you get the answer, what I'd love for you to do is just call back and give it to Jacob, and he'll just tell us. We won't bring it on air. But think about this. If I had three wishes in my life right now, and please don't make it about the persons or people that broke your heart, but if I except to heal that. But what would it be for you, Angela, right? You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a little fun with it, right? Because if you looked at my three wishes, one of them you would just be hilarious at about, but it's a great exercise to do. I do that every morning, and then I give thanks to spirit for already providing it to me. And sometimes I got to tell you, it's pretty bizarre. What do you think about that idea, Angela? Are you getting good to go?
I think that's more homework for me. That's good homework.
It's good. You're
good,
a Virgo.
It's good homework.
You're a
yes.
Virgo. I have to give you the homework. And Mark, what is the assignment from you on the message that came through? Because I have a funny feeling there's a dialogue maybe that has to go on there, right?
Yes. the message is work on loving yourself.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people confuse loving yourself with egotism or a supreme arrogance or something like that. And it doesn't. Loving yourself is a sense of confidence.
Yeah.
Because too many times in life, either from our childhood or bad breakups, we feel that we are not worthy of love.
Yeah.
And if you love yourself, then you can love someone else. My experience has always been, I've heard so many people, if I can get this person to love me, I'll be happy. If I can afford that car, I'll be happy. If I can get it, it's like, no, starts here. And that's the image of that weird Salvador Dali painting.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, is there anything about Salvador Dali, surrealistic art, or even the St. Petersburg area in Florida that would make sense to you in any way, Angela?
Well, yeah, Salvador Dali. I mean, if I were an artist, that's probably what I would draw like.
Boom. Dr. Pat. I'd say we got it. There you go.
Fantastic. Yeah. And look at the Virgo answer. This is how brilliant Virgos are. She's like, oh, yeah, not only is that's me. I would be that artist, right? I would be that. Angela, this is really, I can't thank you enough for calling in, because you may not know this, but I've been doing this 20 years, and I will tell you this. If I had a dollar for every listener that called me or reached out to me after a show and said, I don't remember who the caller was, but I think she was talking for me and to me. And I want to thank you for your vulnerability.
That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
Like, you're amazing. March.
Like, yeah, that's it.
You said, like, I don't want to bring up personal stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to call back today and I'm going to bring up the personal stuff, because, you know, I feel like the listeners, like, you know,
yes,
that would be valuable to them.
Extremely valuable to them. Extremely valuable. Angela, thank you so very much.
I appreciate what you guys do.
Please, just, and we're so curious. We'd love for you to follow up. And if you want to email me, you can always email me at info, like INFO, at thedrpatshow.com. Info at thedrpatshow.com. And just let me know what your thoughts on, and make sure Mark gets them too. And it's private. It's not, it's a private.
That would be good.
Email.
I was laughing earlier about the Virgo being organized, because I'm very ADHD, completely disorganized. Oh. And I realized, I was like, you know, the concrete sequential side of me really appeals to Mark Anthony. And then the very ADHD side of me, like, appeals to you. And I was like, it just warms my heart, because, like, you guys have such a good energy together. And, like, you know, Mark might be a little bit nerdy and go on details sometimes, and you might interrupt sometimes, but you guys are just so accepting of each other's really different personalities. And it's very loving. And I really appreciate that.
Well, you should be a fly on the wall when Linda, there are three people that make most of the decisions about the Transformation Network here. Linda, who's my triple Virgo, Jessica, who's a Libra, and me. Now, we ask our team, but I will tell you, right? You see what I'm saying? If you were on one of our calls and you're the Virgo, you would look at Jessica and me and say, that is not enough information for me. I need to understand, if I push on this button, it will do this thing. And I need to know that about every transaction. And we are so grateful for that. Angela, thank you so very, very much. Oh my gosh, let's take a short break, Jacob.
Much.
Yeah, oh my God, I needed to hear that today too. Jacob, what do you think about a little quick break there, and then we'll come right back to the phones.
Sounds good.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show, with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium,
during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Oh, we are back on the Psychic and the Doc. I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Basile. And this is a special call-in show. Get your Virgo on. I understand Kanal Reeves is a Virgo.
Yeah. Oh, so let's just talk. Okay. And then we're going to go right to the phones. This is really short. At the top of my top 10 actors, all 10 of them are in the Virgo list.
Really?
That is remarkable. Zendaya, I have talked about Zendaya since the very first day I mispronounced her name and said Zendaya. She is not Zendaya. Zendaya. Beyonce. Keanu Reeves. Right? Blake Lively. Right. I'm going down my list of people, right, that I put on my list. I just want to be right there real quick. Okay. Then you come down and you're looking at some of the other people. You're looking at, you know, Sophia Richie. But now you're coming down the list and you're hitting some people who Chris Pine. And the last one I'm going to mention, last two, Melissa McCarthy. And yes, Evan Rachel Wood. You're right there.
All right.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
All righty. Next up, we've got Rebecca calling in from New York. Hi there.
Hi, Rebecca. Hey there. How can we help you today? Hey, hello.
Oh, good morning. Well, good afternoon, I should say. Evening, early evening now.
It's all good. It's like, all the same.
Yeah, I really appreciated your show on the UFOs 3 weeks ago. Last Saturday night, I saw three scout ships come from west to east, which is the St. Lawrence Seaway overlooking Canada to New York State. Mm.
Wow.
And then this morning, I was taking my son to town, and because we're at our lake house right now, and there was 14 crows dancing with me.
Oh my God.
And then we saw a mature bald eagle.
Oh, so you have got, I'm going to turn you over to Mark right now, because I'm going to tell you, you got enough animal medicine. So you got to share that with Angela, who was just on the show. So she can use some of that. You know, no, I'm not going to get into it. I'll take up too much time. But those, your animal friends that visited you, I want you to look at them independently, and then I want you to look at them together, and you will find an incredible message, Mark.
Angela, how can I help you?
Oh, it's not Angela.
Oh, excuse me, Rebecca. Rebecca. Sorry.
Yeah, Rebecca just helped all of us.
When I'm in my zone, you know, it's a whole thing. So, Rebecca, how may I help you?
Just gonna drink.
Yes. Wondering what these messages are. I know that the star beams have been coming to me. And of course, I'm the only one that sees them. And then today it was fabulous, the 14 crows. So there's a completion going on.
I want to ask you a question. When you say the star beings, describe for me how you perceive them. Where do you see them, and what do they look like?
they come to me on the ribbon of 13. It's almost like Santa Claus chariot. And they are white orbs in their silver disc, is how I can say it. And then when I was 3 and a half, my finger was cut off and I was stuck above my body, you know. And three star beings came to me. And what did they look like? I can't even explain it to you. Are you serious? Yeah. Like the most beautiful blue you've ever seen in your life.
Good.
These are angelic beings.
Yeah. And you know, Mark, yeah. Just the other thing about this for her, you're really talking about the star beings, the glyphs, because you referenced the show the other day, the petroforms, right? You're talking right. about the way they show up. Oh right. my gosh. Go ahead. This is like such...
I've done readings for a number of people and these type of entities come into the reading and they're not human spirits. They're what we may call angelic beings. And they've also been referenced in connections as the star people. So it's interesting when you said the star people, it's like, so there they are again. And that blue light, is it almost like they're translucent? Like they're sort of humanoid in appearance, but you can kind of see through them and they glow?
It's the most peaceful feeling I've ever can imagine. Yeah, I can't even explain to people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my puppy.
Right. Yeah. If you're outside, we may be picking up some wind, so Jacob may have to mute you while Mark does his thing. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I'm moved. Actually, I'm the water being. I'm act barefoot at the lake. Water's edge.
I'm so want
to
be
and
there.
So back
Thank
to more
you.
Of my travels.
All right, hold on, Rebecca. If you want me to make a connection,
yeah, let's do it.
You need to stop talking for a minute
to let me
tune in. Okay, is there a male energy on the father level, like a father figure or an uncle, real close male energy to you in spirit?
Yes, he passed in January.
Is that your dad?
My brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law.
No,
okay.
My dad's been my brother-in-law.
Hold on. So I'm getting a male energy that's very paternal connected to you coming through. And he keeps talking about your back. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're having back pain, but it's you're feeling a lot of like tingling, a lot of
people
pressure.
Are hurting me.
People are hurting.
Right.
Rebecca, if I could, you're going to have to let me finish. And the reason for it, I'm not yelling at you, is when you interrupt me, it causes a break in the connection with the other side. So wait until I say, because I want to get him back now.
Good.
Hold on.
We'll lose the connection, Rebecca.
He keeps saying topsy-turvy. Now, that's a saying I haven't heard in a long time. Topsy-turvy is like when things are just going haywire and crazy. He said, you're going through a topsy-turvy phase, but this is actually good and you're coming into your own. And he said, don't be distracted by the star people. In other words, they're not bad. He said, but don't get so enamored with trying to connect with them because they're more of a guiding influence as opposed to a signpost. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And hey, what's with the, I know this sounds weird, but he's holding up one of those Wonder Bread sandwiches with Oscar Mayer bologna and American cheese, mayonnaise, just a little bit of mustard. Does that make sense to you? I mean, I'm sure when your kids we ate stuff like that, but that's what he's giving me. All right. How does that make sense to you, Rebecca?
That would be my brother-in-law that married my sister when I was 7. And he was like the matriarch after our parents passed away, you know, like always took care of his 8 of us. I'm the youngest of 8. Can you imagine that? Really?
Wow.
Right.
And he.
Okay. So there you go. That's the verifiable fact following a message. Spirits will give a message of an explanatory advisory nature. And then when they follow that up with something like that particular sandwich, I guess that he made for you or somebody made for you when you were a child. I'm laughing here because he keeps making me taste gherkins, those little tiny sweet pickles. Do you love them? Do you hate them? What's up with gherkins?
I Yeah, he did.
You yeah, hate them? Did. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's another verifiable fact following a message. He said that the star people, these light beings, he said that what it is, you're capable of perceiving spiritual entities. That's why you're picking up on them. But they're not here to interfere or distract. He said they're here as a guiding influence, but ultimately you're the one that has to make your own decisions. And he's holding up a stone, a piece of tiger's eye. Tiger's eye, it's a beautiful stone. It's brown. It's like a striped brown and light brown and dark yellow. Does tiger's eye or the word tiger make sense to you in any way?
Yeah. He gave me a tiger's eye.
Yeah. There we go. Verifiable fact following a message. So
that's unusual.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in good spiritual hands, Rebecca. Things seem to be going well for you spiritually, and that's what he's letting you know. So these star people, they're not here to abduct you or probe you or anything like that. They're more like spirit guides. They're spirit guides. Now they're talking about the animals. The crows are clever. And you have to look within yourself because crows are the smartest of the birds. He said crows are clever and they know how to work in unison. So he said, be clever and learn to work with your group, work with your team. And I think this is something with your employment. It's like be a team player. The eagle, the mature bald eagle, is work with these people, but maintain your aloofness. Don't be so revealing about yourself. What you reveal is your talents, how to make the project, how to make the objective work, but don't spill the beans about yourself. That's the message.
Yeah.
That is so me because I am an earth child. And I married a state police and con officer who is a first responder from 9/11, who was very ill. And I've always had to dance. And so when we got married, I had to shut down my healing center, so to say, and move, because of him being a police officer. And now I'm a healer, as you can tell. And I don't let people know who I am. I'm very incognito. Because I've been, I do have to tell you about the invention. Before you do,
I need to tell you, I got to give you this message. I want you to look up Betsy Lewis, B-E-T-S-E-Y Lewis. Betsy Lewis, I consider Betsy, who didn't go by her name because why? She had to be incognito. So a lot of her books had her initials on it early on, like B.E. Lewis or something. Mm-hmm. Betsy Lewis wrote a book called Star Beings, The Mission Prophecy. Look at that book. Because what you're talking about when you say star beings, right, when you read about it, you see it in the glyphs. You see their messages. You see what they've left beyond. You see right now the popularity of looking at glyphs, of looking at the fact that in Chile, it is the country with the most UFO sightings, okay? Chemtrails, crop circles, right? Great book for you to look up, Betsy. When you go to Betsy's website, this is what you're going to be shocked about. This is why I need to tell you. Go to Betsy Lewis, B-E-T-S-E-Y Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. When you go there, I want you to look at what you're going to see. The crow on her site in that image, she's got other images, but the crow has the star being gazing through it. And I'm going to let you do the rest on that.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, that's a really good point. You see, people tend to think of crows as a negative thing, like Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Raven and all that. No, they're not.
No.
They're very, very clever birds. And it's because, they're black and people say, black is a powerful color. Think of, obsidian and black pearls and crows. They're not negative or evil. It's just a different, wavelength in the EM, the visible light spectrum. Yeah. Yeah. And so these are all very powerful symbols for you. So you're going through quite the transition right now, Rebecca. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Get the book.
I have to send a show you a picture. I have a pet owl, and his name's Oscar.
Oh my God! Go to Betsy's site.
Believe me, everybody says to me, "What do you mean you have a pet owl and you have friends, your crows? You got to go talk to your crows."
Jacob, can you grab that image and show Betsy's site real quick? What are the three major totems? Owl and crow and wolf on her site. There's something for you to read about for yourself here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I'm going to look her up tonight. That's the ruler.
Okay, good. I want to know, we want you to know what you find when you lean a little bit deeper into this. Because this is a profound message for you. We want to know what you find when you lead a little deeper into this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know this is about prophecies, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to be expecting you to be calling back. You got it?
You got it. And I'm going to make sure I look online. And thank you for your time.
No, thank
and
you.
I'm barefoot in the woods. And at my beautiful lake house.
Oh my gosh. See, that's the thing about doing this. Don't we all want to be transported or teleported with her? Oh my gosh. Jacob, thank you so much. Thank you. You're an amazing being. You're an amazing being. Thank you so much. Jacob, who do we have next?
Yeah, 1 second here. We're going to connect to Terry calling in from Melbourne, Florida. Hi there, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, how are you?
Mark, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Terry, what's going on? What can we do for you?
Yeah, we're good. How can we help you?
I was just sure you were talking. I've just recently come across your site. I know of Mark Anthony because I live in the Melbourne, Florida area. And I'm very interested in what you do here, and if there's anything that you can tell me. I'm a novice.
Okay. Well, let me see if someone's around you. I'm picking up on a female energy. She feels like she could be connected to you through your dad's side of the family, and she could be an aunt, because I get this very, aunt, auntie type of feeling with her. And with this woman, I'm getting a burning sensation in her throat. So she was obviously having a lot of problems breathing with her throat, could have even been a cancerous condition. I'm getting a dizzy disorientation, draining sensation through the body. So this feels very much like a long debilitating illness, which is affecting her throat and her lungs. Does this make any sense to you, Terry? And remember, they don't have to be a relative. It could be a friend. It just feels like she's kind of an older friend.
Yes. I see a friend that could be having that. Yes.
Okay. Did you just have some issues with the front end of your car? It could be like the tires or the braking system or steering. She's zeroing in on the front end of your car.
Yes, I just drove into my washing machine.
That would do it. Okay. All right. So we've established contact. We know you ran into, is your washing machine like in the garage or something?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because normally you don't hear about cars hitting washing machines, but if you pull in and it's in there. Okay, so we got that. Okay. Hold on. What does she want you to know? Your calcium. What is going on with you in calcium? Calcium could be an indication. I know a lot of times women have issues with calcium because it can lead to osteoporosis, but calcium. She's just like pounding me. That does not mean start mega dosing on calcium. What this means is if you're aware of a calcium imbalance or surplus, but if you're not, you need to check with your healthcare provider because calcium. And the other thing about calcium is a lot of blockages, not a lot, blockages in our cardiovascular system can be caused by calcium. So I'm getting more of a red flag on calcium than I am anything else. Now, that being said, doesn't mean you're going to stroke out or get a heart attack right away. What this is spirit intervention, where this spirit's intervening to say, hey, Terry, you need to get this checked ASAP.
Okay. Okay, I certainly will.
Good. All right. That's what we want to hear. Yeah. Yeah. Here's the way I look at it. If the interpretation is incorrect, well, then he went to the doctor. But if the interpretation is correct, and I'm very much feeling that it is, this could be a life-saving measure. Because neither Dr. Pat nor I diagnose or prescribe. Intuition from spirits is giving a highlight of something that should be addressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I will follow up and check.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. What a great show, right? I mean, I love talking about this. Mark, do you have any favorite actors and actresses, or do you have anybody that you're like looking at?
Well, I do. I don't know what their astrological signs are. You know, it's like I have to admit my favorite actor is Harrison Ford. And then I also like Gary Oldman because he play anything. Yeah. Gary Oldman is just fantastic.
Yeah. Dracula movie.
Oh, Dracula. The way he played Winston Churchill, which he won the Academy Award for. But my favorite Gary Oldman movie is called Immortal Beloved. And it's about Beethoven as he's going deaf. Oh, my God. If you're not in tears at the last scene, because it's a lifetime story. And from what I understand, it's pretty close to the real story. And I remember I saw that movie years back and I go, who is this guy, Gary Oldman? They start seeing him popping up. Then he was in Air Force One with Harrison Ford and he was the bad guy. And then when he played Sirius Black in Harry Potter, I mean, I was like, woo, you know. So,
oh, yeah, totally, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And actresses, I mean, of course, Meryl Streep. I mean, I just love Meryl Streep. And I've always, always loved Shirley MacLaine. And one of the great honors of my life was getting to do a reading for Shirley MacLaine. So, and another one of my favorite female actors is Hilary Swank. I mean, I just think she's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I looked at the list and I said to myself, who did I leave off? Right. Who did I leave off the list? Right. Or didn't show up. Who did I have on my list that didn't show off? Up on the Virgo chart. And there was a couple, right? Cate Blanchett, Rooney Mara.
Yeah, oh my God,
right?
Yeah.
Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara.
Yeah, yeah.
And so isn't it a fun thing to kind of look at? But, you know, also be looking at it in the spirit of it doesn't matter what your sign are or what your sign is. There are, yes, Amy Poehler, Idris Elba. There are every sign is about telling you and giving you information. It is not about saying this sign is better than this sign. Even with the comparisons and the compatibility, it's not that one-dimensional. Neither is what you do, Mark, in helping people.
Right.
Again, can you just tell folks where are they going to be able to find you in person or otherwise, how to get a copy of the book, all of those things.
Absolutely. Please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. I've got a number of events coming up. I'm the keynote speaker at International Association for Near-Death Studies next week in Salt Lake City. And you can go to my website to find out about that. And then on September 23rd and 24th, I'm doing online spirit communication events, a light circle, which is limited to 6 people. So that way everybody's guaranteed a reading. And the light circles are just really empowering and healing events. I did 3 of those for Shining Light Parents this last week at the Helping Parents Heal Conference. And there's a synergy of everybody being able to learn from each and benefit from each other's spirits. And it's in many ways, it's like what Dr. Pat and I do. There's a synergy here. And even though, like when a caller calls in and Dr. Pat and I help and counsel this person, even if you're just, and I won't say just a listener, but something happens there that resonates with you, take it. Because there's a reason that you're in this place at this time receiving that connection.
Yeah. I mean, this is really why we're doing it. And then for those folks that if you called in or you weren't able to call in or for whatever reason, you know, one of the things we want to say, please feel free to follow up with Mark. What is the best way for people to do that and schedule time with you?
It's my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And you can find out about everything about upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc, and then about ordering my books, scheduling a session with me, sign up for my newsletter. And because I got a lot going on between now and the end of the year. But I will be here every week with Dr. Pat come
yes,
karma or high water.
Oh, wow. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Thank you so much, Jacob, for doing what you're doing and the folks there picking up and answering the phones. And thank you to the people that get us here, both Rocky and Linda, and for all of you out there. We know you're amazing. It doesn't matter whether you're a Virgo or not. But it's fascinating to really take a deeper look at how we show up in the world. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.